Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled, Is God Getting a Little Too Close?
A reading from Psalm 139. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. O Lord, you have probed me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Truly, you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you when I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. One day, my children, who were preschoolers at the time, were building something with their blocks in a room that I was cleaning. So when I finished, I moved into the kitchen to start dinner, and maybe 2 minutes later, I looked up, and there were the kids playing on the floor in the kitchen right behind me, blocks and all. They'd just quietly picked up their half-built building and moved along with me. You might be thinking, oh, how charming. And it is, right up until you want 2 minutes to use the bathroom by yourself. Then sometimes it feels a little more like being stalked by tiny, cute spies. Honestly, the words of Psalm 139, especially if you read the whole thing, which you definitely should, do sound a little bit like God is stalking the psalmist. Sitting, standing, traveling, resting, even thinking, the Lord is right there. Because the message of this psalm is A, God knows this person, and B, God really, really wants to be with this person. It's a message of love for sure, but it's also a message of intimacy. And so it is with us. God wove me, and God wove you, you personally, and all of us collectively. And I'm okay with you personally, but I get a little stuck sometimes on the all of us part because there are members of the collective us that I don't want to be woven together with. Then again, we were intricately fashioned in the depths of the earth by the one who actually fashioned those depths. So fearfully and wonderfully made applies to all of it. The slab of granite and the carbon crushed into a diamond. The earth where it's lush and where it's aflame, where it's picturesque and where we've filled it with our trash. The animals we like to admire in our backyards and the ones we like to eat. The sweetest little kindergartner and the petty thief and the social media troll and even the murderer. All of us fashioned from the depths by God's hand. So we don't have the luxury of thinking only of ourselves. We cannot act as if everything else isn't also knitted together by that same hand. Seems impossible. Unless, just as my children moved from one room to another to be near me, we draw near to God deliberately and with intention, seeking intimacy with the living one, and then living those lessons in the world.